Hey, this is Adam Richman from Food Network UK, and you are feasting your ears on the Hotspur Podcast. Come on, you Spurs.
Yeah, well, welcome to a brand new Hot Spurs podcast. It is Monday, the 14th of August, 2017. I am Steve, and going to do a Hot Spurs podcast for you now, a nice and short one. First thing I have to say, listen back to the last show. Obviously, it was all on my own. It's all right, I don't mind doing these shows on my own, but if anybody wants to come on the show and have a little debate with me, not a problem, just let me know through Twitter or Facebook or whatever. Let me know your views, and if you've got something good to say, then feel free to come on the show. The other thing is, obviously I've got my own verbal tics, like saying you know all the time. I'm aware of that. And the best thing to do, in my opinion, is if you go onto your iPhone and go onto the podcast page that you're listening to this to, and where it says the time of what you're listening, it's sort of says one times or one and a half times. I'd listen to the show on one and a half times. It sounds a lot better, and you get, you don't hear so many your nose and all the stuttering stuff that I tend to do doing this show. So apologies for that, but that is the podcasting world. I'm not a professional in any way, and I don't claim to be. But thanks for listening to my irrelevant Spurs rants. Hopefully I'll be doing these more often this season. Didn't do them so much last season, but hopefully I'll be doing them more this season, and we'll see how we get on. What I'm going to do, go through the stories of the last week, finishing up with a review of the Newcastle game. So first of all, just looking at some of these stories here, I used the Sky Sports app to go through the different stories, what we've got this week. So the first couple here is about this Papa Chiak Diop. Don't know anything about him, but if I'm led to believe he's a box-to-box midfielder, they're the sort of midfielders we like, don't we? Lots of energy, people that get around the park and can come in for your Dyers, your Wanyama, Dembele when they're not playing injured or they need to come off. Perfect sub player that we need. Next one, this Sanchez fella from Ajax. I mean, what is it with Ajax? We keep getting their players. I'm not too sure if they're too happy about that. But again, player I've known nothing about, but apparently he's excellent from what I've read and what I've heard about. So I think certainly the Sanchez deal looks as if it's going to happen. Don't know about the Diop deal, but the Sanchez thing could be good. And I think, for someone like this, if he's an upgrade on Wimmer and Carter Vickers, then that's what we've got to look at, because when Alderweireld and Vertonghen aren't playing, then it's such a step down. And Wimmer's not a bad player, but considering the fact that those other two are probably the best two central defenders in the league. I was listening to the Arsenal podcast, so you don't have to, and it was quite good actually, because they were going through every team and their potential for this year. But one of the things they said was that David Luiz is by far and away the best defender in the league, which I don't agree with at all. I think he's massively overrated, although he was brilliant against Kane in that semi-final, and I hope next week, obviously when we play Chelsea, Kane's bear that in mind, and it's basically being first to the ball. That's what David Luiz did in that game. He just basically got to the first of the ball every time. So we'll come on to that later though, but the best two defenders are Vertonghen and Alderweireld, and they on this ask blog or whatever the podcast, they said, they were sort of saying there's no decent defenders. And then one of them said, well, what about the two lads at Tottenham? And they're like, yeah, they're pretty good. Well, apart from that, actually, and if you've seen this weekend, all these games, with all the top teams, with regards to City, they've got half decent defenders, I guess. But, we look incredibly solid, don't we? Hugo Lloris hardly had anything to do. and, you know, superb. Whereas the other sides, you know, I think they're all over the place defensively. But if we can get back up for Wimmer, that would be fantastic. You know, possibly even, you know, if he wants to move on, you know, I wouldn't be surprised, because he hasn't really played that much football. You know, if we could, it's all about these upgrades, isn't it? You know, and even if he comes along and he's fantastic and even takes the place of one of our centre-backs, brilliant, you know, got no problem with that whatsoever. Next story, Gary Neville on Ridiculous Rose. I mean, this is obviously has got all the Spurs fans talking about what Danny Rose did. I know Trevor Sinclair sort of said, why is he getting, you know, ridiculed for speaking the truth? You know, and it's not about what he said, is it? It's about who he said it to and the timing. You know, that is what it's all about. What he said was, you know, you tell your mate down the pub, or you have a conversation with Carl Walker when he's leaving, or you tell your wife, or you tell, you know, your manager if you you want to do that. But what you don't do is go and tell the Sun. Now, I lay part of the blame with the Tottenham hierarchy, who let him do it, because he obviously had to ask them for permission to do it, presumably, because there must be something in their contracts or whatever where they are allowed to, retweet certain things, or they are allowed to speak to certain papers. And I presume it's the press guy that would have set up the interview. And also, you know, when he's going to it, I'm sure there's instructions of what you can and can't say. Now, on the other side of that, conspiracy theories. You know, we all know that he's Pochettino's son. That's what they joke about. You know, saying that he's they're so close. Conspiracy theories, you know, are that, go on, Danny, go and tell, you know, the papers what we all think. You know, give Levy a bit of a kick up the bum. You know, see if we can get some more players in. See if we can get our wages higher. You know, that's a conspiracy, or is it just the fact that Danny Rose is a bit, you know, not very bright? I've said it before, and it is one of these things that, you know, these fantastic footballers aren't the cleverest bunch in the world. And, you know, sorry, Mickey Hazard, I know, you know, you're obviously very bright, but, you know, they're not. And they make these decisions, they've got all this money, and they just want more, and they don't know how quite to voice it. So, you know, it could be a number of things, but... one of the Spurs podcasts just banged on about, you know, how it's a disgrace and how he needs to get out of the club, and you know, lots of swearing going on, which is strange because it was the Tottenham family podcast, and I don't see how that's family if you're going to just rant and loads of swearing going on. By the way, this show is swearing free, so you can listen to it with your kids. But, you know, I don't think it's a case of, you know, get out of the club. I think it's also, you know, these things do happen to loads of clubs, isn't it? West Ham last year with the fella, Payet, and even Rooney when he was at Man United. I don't think he said anything to the press, but we all know that he handed in two transfer requests. And then after that, I think he won several more trophies with Man United. So it does happen. You know, these players do come out and say stupid things to the press. So, you know, these things happen. And luckily, I think the way that Spurs dealt with it afterwards was fantastic, because I just didn't know which way it was going to go. And just for Pochettino just to come out and say, yep, he's come in, he towel between his legs and apologised. I thought that was perfect. And then that kind of killed the story. Although, you know, with this 24-hour Sky News, they have to get everybody's opinion on it and then ask everybody on all the build-up shows. But, you know, hopefully this story will go and that'll be the end of it. I mean, one of the things that I thought immediately at the time was that Levy should have just put a bid straight in for Southampton's Bertrand and just gone, there you go, we put a bid in for Bertrand. You know, is that what you wanted, Danny? You know, you wanted a player that is going to, you don't have to Google. So there we go, we've made a bid for Bertrand. And he'll come in and he'll be first choice left back. you know, So you got to be careful what you want, because I wonder if other players are thinking, "Now wait there, you know, we're happy in the team, and it is a good first 11, and it's also if everybody's fit, we've got a fantastic bench as well. You know, players like Dyer aren't really getting into most people's first 11, and you know, lots of players, you know, players aren't fit. Lamella, you know, a big fan favourite, you know." Does he get into on the subs bench once everybody's fit? So look, you know, it's an interesting one with Danny Rose, but I just think that if you have 7 months out and you start saying things like, you know, I need to be paid what I'm worth. Well, again, Levy could have turned around and said, "Oh, I'll tell you what, then all that money we've given you over the last 7 months, we'll have all that back because obviously you've been worth zero." And we'll give it all to we'll give all the money to that you've earned in the last 7 months. We'll give it all to Ben Davis because he's been the one that's actually played. And I don't think Danny Rose got a kick, did he? I can't really remember how he got injured. I think he did it himself, didn't he? So you know, if I'm wrong on that, sorry, but you know, he didn't warm up properly, and now he got injured for 7 months, and now you're moaning about wanting more money. Poor timing. You know, play for another 6 months, or like Alan Shearer said, win the league and then demand all you want. And if we don't give it to you, then you can start spouting off about, you know, wanting to go to different clubs or whatever. But for the moment, you know, you're not in a position to start saying you want more money or more this. And it's a shame because, you know, Danny Rose is a bit of a fan favourite, isn't he? He's not someone on the fringes. It's not like a Ben Davis saying it who knows perhaps that as soon as Danny Rose is fit again, you know, he's out the side, which would be really unfair, actually, because he's been good, hasn't he? But anyway, let's move on to a couple more stories here. Cahill, the story about him, obviously he's out for the Chelsea game, which is good. Fabregas out as well. So we've got a good chance, haven't we, for Chelsea. I'm not going to say too much on it because, you know, what you say about a game beforehand, you know, normally something ridiculous happens and the whole story changes. So we'll see how we get on with that one. You know, I'd take a draw, to be honest with you. I know lots can happen. It's Monday today. Lots can happen in the week and players come back and you never know what's going to happen. But just to secure a draw in our first game against Chelsea, just going on history of the fact that we keep losing to them, you know, you have to walk away from that stadium once again, losing to Chelsea. If we can just get a draw, then I think it's a fair result. You know, it's a decent result for us, although a win would be brilliant. A loss, oh my goodness, I don't know if I can take that. But, you know, we'll see how we get on with that one. Poch, Kane is tiring of plaudits. Don't really know what that's about. Paulinho going to Barcelona. I mean, yeah, one of the worst signings in the last 10 years, definitely. He came in, he was all right first few games, but then, just awful. Strolling around, one of the guys that sort of gave up, didn't want to be there, and you know, that chance obviously against Burnley away was one of the worst shots I've ever seen in football. And a bid for Martial, that's another one. I'd sent a little tweet out just to wind up the Man United fans, by the way, not to wind up Spurs fans, about why are we offering money for a Man United sub. You know, Martial would be an excellent addition to our squad. And then I think if we got him in, then, you know, Janssen would probably leave. But saying that, I can't see it. No, I can't see that happening. I think he's on a big, big wage at Man United. And unless, you know, the only way that he would come to Spurs is if Ibrahimovic comes into Man United and he just looks at it and goes, you know, what am I doing here? But even then, I don't think he'd come to Spurs. I think he'd go somewhere where he can earn a load of money because he's probably on 150 grand at least, isn't he? And I don't think he'll take a pay cut. Hoddle, talking about Rose has support. Yeah, we've said about that really already. On to the Newcastle game here. Shelvey obviously trod on Dele Alli's foot. I thought Dele Alli has got away a little bit lightly here. Yeah, that's controversial, isn't it? Because I do think he was a little bit windy-uppy. He's on the floor. He had the ball at his feet. And he kicked it away when Shelvey wanted to take a quick free kick. And I thought he was a little bit windy-uppy. And Shelvey trod on him, obviously. More playful, really, wasn't it, than aggressive. But incredibly silly. Again, you know, footballers, not the brightest, are they? And it was good for Spurs because, you know, that really turned the game. I mean, I think we'd have gone on anyway. I think we were the better side, definitely. But, you know, every little helps, and that was, you know, that was great for us. And we went on and won the game 2-0. It was a lacklustre first half, wasn't it? It was sort of one of those, almost reminded me of an England Euro game or an England World Cup game where you're so looking forward to it and you get so excited. And then, you know, after the first half, you're thinking, well, come on, where's the energy? Where, you know, you're buzzing, aren't you? You're ready for it. And there wasn't anything, really. I thought Eriksen looked great. He was our only real bright spark in the first half. Dele Alli kept giving the ball away. And we weren't really looking great. You know, you've got to get it up to Harry Kane, haven't you? Because he's the one that is he's the one that sort of brings everybody else into the game and has got that drive forward. But we weren't really doing it enough. I didn't think we were under threat, as I've said already. And by the way, I think it's a good idea playing Dyer, because everybody, you know, in everybody's team, you put Wanyama first because he was fantastic last season. But to play Dyer was a great decision, because I think if he'd have gone with Wanyama and put Dyer on the bench, then I think Dyer is not happy, and he's, you know, and he's having words, and he's sort of talking to his agent, and, you know, the rest, you know, could have been history. But he played, which I think, you know, I think is a good signal to him to say, look, you know, you are in my plans and I want you to stay. And I think that's important for a guy like Dyer to know that Poch wants him. So that was a good decision. And the other one, of course, was Walker Peters, who, you know, I'm going to say this now, that is one of the best debuts I have ever seen from a kid, to come in under such pressure, because no one's looking at, you know, Kane wondering if he's going to play well, or Eriksen, or anybody else. I mean, hardly anybody's spoken about Ali's first half performance, which, as I say, he kept giving the ball away. It was terrible. No one's even talking about that because all the spotlight was on this kid. And Poch had already said that he wasn't going to play earlier in the week because he wasn't ready, which, again, I think is a great move if he did it on purpose to sort of put other people off, to put Newcastle off, saying, you know, sorry, he's not going to play there. You know, you're going to play against Dyer or whatever. I love that. I love the fact that he's keeping everybody guessing. And all this sort of, oh, come on, Poch, tell us this, tell us that, tell us the other. Actually, no, don't tell us anything. Because if you tell the fans, Spurs fans, then you're telling everybody else, aren't you? It's like, you know, how long is Trippier out for? How long is Lamella out for? Well, we don't know. But that's good, isn't it? Because if we don't know, then the opposition don't know. So you can't just, you know, someone's injured or something happens and, you know, we need to know, how long is he out for? What's going on? No, keep stum. Don't say anything. Say things like, oh, no, he's not going to be ready for the weekend. You know, you know, if I was Poch right now, I'd be saying to Harry Kane, I'd say, I'm going to tell the press you've got a knock. Okay, I'm going to tell everybody you've got a knock. All the Spurs fans, we'll put it on the website, we'll tell everybody you've got a knock. And it's touch and go whether you're ready for Chelsea. And then come Friday, in the news, you know, conference, say, yeah, he's looking as if he's doubtful. He's looking to be out. But that's fine. And you big up Janssen or whatever, or you talk about other ones. And then Chelsea think, oh, great. David Luiz starts rubbing his hands together, thinking, I don't have to face against Harry Kane. Brilliant. And then what happens? At 3 o'clock on Sunday, there he is. There's his name, Harry Kane, on the team sheet. It's all been a load of rubbish. He's actually fine, and he's raring to go. But that scuppers Chelsea's plans. Now, that's not rocket science, is it? That's just kickology. That's simple stuff. And how many times has that happened to us? Where you look at these sides that we play against, and he's a doubt, and then he comes, and there they are. They're in the team. So let's try and be a bit more clever with things like that. Let's not reveal all our information. You know, with these transfers, very little was being said. And I think that's a good thing. You know, we're all frustrated, aren't we? We all want to know everything. But like I say, if we know, then everybody knows. So you've got to keep your cards close to your chest a little bit. Be a little bit more clever on some of these things. And Kane, should he got sent off? That is one of those tackles where he won the ball, didn't he? He won the ball. He came in from kind of the side. He was a bit fortunate that he didn't... I mean, he did injure the guy, didn't he? Because he went off. But he didn't sort of... He got the ball. And I think the fact that he got the ball sort of... clears it up whether it's a red or not, because I think if you intentionally go in to get the man, then that's a red. But if you go in to get the ball and you get the ball, then you know the recklessness of the challenge, if you like, is you know, you've got an argument. That's all I'm saying. You know, if it's against a Spurs player, say that was against Harry Kane and he had to come off. Again, you're looking at it going, well, it was a bit of a reckless challenge, but his eyes are on the ball, and I think that's the difference. The other guy, Richie, didn't try and get the ball at all, did he? He just went straight into Dele Alli's ankle, and I think actually he knew that he'd been trodden on the ankle, and I think that was far more cynical because he knew he'd been trodden on the ankle, and he's running away from him, and Richie just went and slid in and kicked his ankle again. I think that's far more cynical, and not much is being said about that. So, you know, I think that's one to look at, definitely. Okay, so moving forwards, obviously you've got Chelsea at the weekend. Massive game, as I say. You know, hopefully we'll get a win. Really looking forward to it. Back at Wembley, no excuses. Absolutely none. People still talking about the size of the pitch and this, that and the other. Sorry, it's the same for both teams. It is not an excuse. You know, if we lose, we cannot use Wembley as an excuse. We have got to get used to playing there, and these professional footballers have to be up for it. You know, I was speaking to someone on holiday and they were saying that, you know, they think that Wembley's going to be a massive thing because teams like Bournemouth are going to go there and, you know, they'll love their day out. Well, they can love their day out as much as they want. But, you know, if those Bournemouth players can raise their game to play at Wembley, whenever that is, in a couple of weeks, then... Burnley in a couple of weeks. If they can raise their game and think, we're playing at Wembley, fantastic. You still got to play against Alderweireld and Vertonghen. And if those guys aren't going to raise their game as well, then I don't know what you're doing in football. You know, if you're going to use that as an excuse, and then, sorry, it's not interested, really not. But look, really looking forward to that game. Yeah, thanks for listening. Just a short podcast, and hopefully I'll do a few more of these as the season goes on. And, you know, this one's a bit ranty, but hey, it's Monday morning, and it's, you know, not too much going on. As I say, there's a few stories floating around, but when we've got a few more juicy stories, I'm sure there'll be a little bit more to say. But thanks for listening, and come on you Spurs!